Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Alps, a Human History from Hannibal to Heidi and Beyond, by Stephen O'Shea, read by Robert Fass. Preface. The best description of the Alps I've seen comes from a geologist, Richard Forty, in Earth, an Intimate History. Writing of the violent collision of European and African tectonic plates over millennia, he says, "Alpine mountains might be seen as badly made lasagna, crudely layered and buckled in the cooking. The result of a mountain-building process that began about 65 million years ago, the Alps form a fearsome, gargantuan intrusion of stone inconveniently located not at the edge, but square in the middle of Europe. I lived almost 2 decades in Paris, then another few years near Perpignan, in the shadow of the Pyrenees. All the while, I was drawn to Europe's most evocative mountain range, the Alps, again and again. I have overflown them, taken trains through their tunnels, driven over their heart-stopping passes, and skied down their slopes. There is a temptation to dismiss the Alps as simply a winter wonderland, a backdrop for skiers taking pictures of themselves with stuffed marmots. They are much more than that, and always have been. The Alps impede the passage between northern and southern Europe. Their size and inaccessibility have made them the source of divisions in language, cuisine, culture, religion, history, and much more. It is this human geography.